Kerryman John Favier has just completed the Bord na Mona Accelerate Green Programme with his company Nanobox. And John is originally from Ballydunahoo in North Kerry. Well, to tell us all about his very novel company, he joins me now on the line. John, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
You've just completed the Bord na Mona Accelerate Green programme. We'll get into that in a minute, but you might just tell us about the business and what exactly it's all about.
Yeah, sure. Nanobox is a spin-out from UCD. We're commercializing a novel technology for adding oxygen to water using a very low amount of energy. The technology has pretty wide application in any biosystem that needs oxygen in the water. So that's quite a wide range. It would include aquaculture, wastewater treatment. For example, in aquaculture, aeration or oxygenation is 20% of operating costs. Wastewater treatment is up to 60%. Oxygen is also needed by plant roots when they're growing. So hydroponics, oxygen is added. Industrial fermentation is quite a range of bioprocesses that need oxygen and water.
And where is the business at then? Are you trading yet or is still in development stage?
We're still development stage. We're still pre-revenue. So we're at stage of taking our technology out in the field and testing it. So that's what we're doing this summer.
You've just completed the Bord na Mona Accelerate Green Programme. Was it an obvious choice to match up with the kind of business that Nanobox is?
Yes, it was. The focus of that program is very much on helping companies identify how they contribute to sustainability and climate solutions, which is very much what Bord na Mona is about these days. So, it was a good fit for us. Our technology is going to reduce the energy cost of adding water by an order of magnitude, so 10x from current water aeration technology. So it has the potential to hugely reduce the sort of carbon emissions equivalent of a lot of the businesses that we'll be servicing. Plus, particularly in the case of aquaculture, reduce input costs, so increase profitability of the business.
And tell us about the Accelerate Green program. I presume it involves a lot of mentoring and training?
Yes, it's quite intensive. It happens over about 6 months, every couple of weeks. They bring in quite a few domain experts. Also, we have quite a lot of interaction with senior executives from Bord na Mona as well. So hearing about the turnaround that they did in Bord na Mona to focus on renewable energy. So it has facets of a typical business accelerator in thinking about business strategy, marketing, messaging, and so on. So it's got that mixture as well. Yeah. I should say the interaction with the other people, companies in the cohort, because a lot of experienced people in this program. It's not really novices that are in business. So a lot of learning from each other as well.
Absolutely. And did you find it very beneficial for the business?
Yes, particularly with regard to understanding the importance of sustainability for a lot of our prospective customers. This is how much that awareness is really starting to grow now for a lot of companies, having to consider that as part of their business strategy. So coming with an offering that is going to help them achieve those goals, that's one of the dimensions of the program that made quite a difference. I think the other thing about attending an accelerator like that is that it kind of forces you to take time out to think about, as they say, working on your business rather than in your business.
Absolutely. So where does that bring the business now? What is the plan for the near future?
Yeah, we're busy working on trialing our technology in the field. Our initial focus is aquaculture and agriculture, particularly irrigated crop cultivation, but also wastewater treatment. Our technology has a lot of applications in the whole area of wastewater treatment in agriculture as well as industrially in municipal treatment to wherever microbes are used to break down the waste material. They're typically aerobic, so supplying them with oxygen. But our initial focus is on agriculture and aquaculture. So for the following 6 months, I suppose continuing on, we'll be doing trials, really proving out our value proposition in the field at scale, following which we intend to seek another investment round, which would allow us to productize and go to market next year.
And at that point then, when you do launch and you do begin trading, do you aim to keep it to Ireland initially and then move it abroad? Because I presume it's a technology that can cross borders, and would that be the plan to take it internationally?
Oh, absolutely, yes. If we just take aquaculture, for example, it's quite a small industry in Ireland, growing industry, but in comparison to like Norway, Denmark, Scotland, in terms of salmon and trout, for example. But also we would be going after shrimp market, for example, which would be in Asia and Latin America. So we would be international from day one in terms of controlled environment and agriculture, which would be our starting point in crop cultivation, that we would be looking to Netherlands, Spain, Italy from early on. So yeah, we have an international focus from day one.
There's certainly a huge potential in it. As you mentioned, you know, agriculture and aquaculture are just two of the areas. This kind of technology can be used in many different sectors.
Oh, yes. This technology is what we call a platform technology. It was developed by my co-founder for making extremely small bubbles, nanobubbles. We're down at nanoscale. So if we think of the bubbles in a pint of Guinness, that they're micron scale, it'd be about 50, 60 microns. The bubbles we're generating are 1,000 times smaller than that. So they're so small you couldn't actually see them. And we produce billions of them per mil. So this capability, we can produce these bubbles using a variety of source gases. Our focus is on oxygen, and particularly generating nanobubbles from air. And the technology is very novel. It doesn't use moving parts. It uses an electric field to do this. And it is able to enrich the nanobubbles with oxygen. So effectively, it's like a molecular filter. So the nanobubbles end up having three times as much oxygen as ambient air. So that's our particular focus, but we can make carbon dioxide nanobubbles, hydrogen, some other gas, ozone as well. So there's an aspect to using this technology, for example, using ozone, carbon dioxide would be another one, even air, for sanitization, you know, chemical-free cleaning and sanitization of water treatment equipment. When these bubbles, they're very high pressure, even though they're very small, they create a very tiny amount of a little mini explosion, which is lethal to bacteria and viruses. So they can be used to clean equipment as well. So it's another dimension to our business, wouldn't necessarily be oxygen, but primarily we're focusing on the bioindustries. So yeah, you're right. It has beyond agriculture and aquaculture. The whole of industrial fermentation, for example, bioprocesses, biopharmaceuticals, are all requiring to put oxygen into the system.
It certainly sounds like there are huge opportunities. As you mentioned, you're hoping to launch next year, continuing with testing this year. Obviously, you're not trading yet, but if anybody listening is interested, you do have a website if people want to find out more.
Yeah, nanobox.ie is our website. And you know, if anyone is interested in particularly to joining a company which is at an early stage, but I think is very good prospects, and being from Kerry originally myself, any engineers out there in the world who would be interested to join a company that's led by a Kerry man, then very demanding in terms of what we're looking for, but certainly would put that out there to any Kerry people listening to want to join a company. So we will be recruiting in the coming year engineers, and then on the business development side, we have a very international focus, so anyone joining Nanobox would have to be prepared to be engaging internationally and travelling as well.
Is it the contact on your website, info@nanobox.ie?
Yes.
Well, hopefully there will be plenty of Kerry people queuing up to join the company. Look, John, thanks so much for talking to us. Very interesting concept, and hopefully we'll be hearing great things from Nanobox in the coming years. Thanks so much, and the very best of luck with the business.
Thank you, Mary.